Kathy Ferguson from the Bow Valley SPCA joining me on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Rob?
Good. The SPCA For Life fundraising campaign has a few different components. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Cinderella Fund today. What exactly is this fund?
It's the sad fund. It's the fund that you don't want to have to need money for, but it's the one that we need the most. It's basically the fund for those animals that are in need of kind of the surgeries and the medical attention. So it's pretty sad scenarios, but we get pretty happy stories out of it because these are the animals that we get that might unfortunately need an arm or a leg amputated, or you know, they're on diabetes and you know, we need to help try and control that. So it's kind of like the sad stories that require more medical treatment, and of course with that comes a higher cost to the SPCA. So we don't let anyone go. So no matter how high the cost, this is the fund that will help us save those animals that truly do need our help.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it's sort of the sad fund, but in a way it's also kind of the happy fund, because in other shelters, in other places, those types of sick or injured animals might be on the table for euthanization. But because of the no kill, no cage mandate, it's your goal to help all the animals and to try to do what you can to save them. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think that's the reason why, I mean, at least we think we're the best animal shelter in Canada because we have that no kill. So a lot of shelters might receive one of these animals, you know, that may come off the highway, been hit by a car, needs to amputate two legs, and they would just euthanize, you know, that animal. But we'll figure out a way. We'll figure out a way to find the money and make sure that that dog or cat can have a happy life.
Have you been drawing from that fund a fair bit lately?
We have, actually. So we're in need for a little bit more. And if people come in, they're more than welcome to specifically say they'd like to donate to that. We've just had some scenarios more than usual come up recently where we've had to dip into the fund. So it's getting a little bit low. So it's always nice if anyone has any extra cash. Even a dollar helps, right?
Yeah, for sure. I was actually just on your website, bowvalleyspca.org, looking at the fundraising page here. And something stuck out to me. Less than 4% of your donation goes towards administration. That's a pretty good percentage, I think.
It really is. We have what we call kind of a working board of directors. We actually technically only have, everyone knows Sonia White. She's so wonderful. She's our center manager. And, you know, a couple handfuls of animal care attendants, but we really do rely heavily on our volunteers and our board of directors. So we work hard. So when you're donating to us, your money really is going towards helping the dogs and cats.
And is it tax deductible as well?
It is, yeah. So any donation, you can get a tax receipt from us.
All right. BowValleySPCA.org has more information on the SPCA For Life campaign, including the Cinderella Fund. Or you can always drop by the shelter and chat with Sonia Wednesday through Sunday when they're open. Kathy, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Oh, thanks for having me.